Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Four-man rush. Trubisky with all kinds of time over the middle, broken up by a diving Jalen Smith. Nearly deflected on an intercept. And Smith gets up and does his swipe as he knocked the ball away from Robinson. Why do you want to celebrate and swipe when you're losing 24-7 and the unit that you captain is being run off the field? Why do you want to do that?
That is a rhetorical question, isn't it?
Good for you, Brad Sham. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Good for you, Brad Sham.
Very nice.
That was the call last night on the home of the Cowboys, 31-24. We all know it wasn't that close. They get embarrassed again. It was a Groundhog Day performance, just like we saw on Thanksgiving against Buffalo. And everyone is asking, is that the Wade game? Is that the Wade game? Will something happen with Jason Garrett this morning? He's scheduled to join us at 8:30. If we get the phone call that Jason is not coming on, then we can maybe celebrate. But I think he's going to be on. I think he's going to finish this thing out. We'll get to that at 6:20. Phone lines are lit.
Unbelievable.
6 a.m., every line is full, and the Autoflex Easton fan text is going crazy. 877-881-1053. Roy said in the commercial break, this is going to be star down, by the way. This is going to be all star down, no star ups. Maybe Jordan Lewis for the pick. That was pretty. But all star downs, Roy said in the commercial, do you think Philly could be spying on us today? And I was like, damn, I hope not.
No, they're not smart enough to know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they know how to do that.
Like, do you think Philly's going to be spying on us? This is the day to do it. And then yesterday I was just watching in silence, and Amanda was at the table doing some of her real estate work, and she just walked over to me all innocently, and she goes, are you going to be angry on the radio tomorrow? And that right there just hit me. Like, she could feel me seething with the anger, and you are bringing it strong with the calls and the text so far. Let's go star down exclusively at 877-881-1053, and let's just start off with Jalen Smith and the defense. How about Jalen defending three straight passes? They clearly were trying to get him in coverage. He defended three straight passes with his back completely turned to the ball and the quarterback. And he got lucky on the first two. He was waiting for the defender or the offensive player to react, go up for the ball, and then he timed it. He's athletic enough to be able to make a play on the first two. And then finally, this ended up happening. Allen Robinson got Jalen Smith, third straight pass, while Jalen was planning his different celebrations, while Jalen was trying to figure out, hey, what am I going to do to push my sunglasses? How am I going to throw my stupid little swipe in there? This happened.
Riley Ridley, a rookie wide receiver, is in for Wims. Cowboys shift in the line, and Trubisky back to throw, standing, throws it in the end zone. Unbelievable. The ball is caught for a touchdown. Robinson with 10 seconds left.
Jalen Smith claims he caught the football. He comes up with the ball.
The ruling on the field is that the ball was simultaneously caught by the offense and defense. Therefore, by rule, it's a touchdown.
I know that Jalen Smith is a tremendous story. He's got the million-dollar smile, a positive attitude, and he is a very, you know, entrepreneurial, philanthropic person. Jalen Smith looks like the number one clown on this team right now. He looks like a guy worrying about the spotlight on him, worried about his dumb celebrations. And there's no way to prove this, RJ, I know. But he looks like the perfect example of someone who just got paid and then decided to take off. And not take off in a good way. Just take off and totally plummet and decline in terms of his game. And I got something for the entire defense, but I had to give something special for Jalen because he wanted to celebrate while they were getting their asses stomped out.
Yeah, that's the weird spot that happens. You know, and every game you'll see this. Every blowout, you'll see somebody who, but it's usually, there's some games where the guy catches like his first touchdown of his career. You know what? Go ahead and celebrate. You're down 30, but you never play. You know, you never get it. If Cedric Wilson caught like a touchdown pass in a 30-point game, you know what? Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and celebrate. You know, that's something cool. But Jalen Smith, who has already been paid, who is a household name for many, who was a star in college, to sit there and do a stupid swipe when you're down by 17, come on.
Yeah.
Who was the chief? Was it Neil Smith?
Yeah.
The home run swing?
Yeah.
You imagine him doing that down 3 scores in the fourth quarter?
And what about this entire defense, RJ? This is why I can defend not getting rid of Jason today. And my biggest fear coming in here was not snapping and having a heart attack talking about this team. I didn't want to fight with RJ heading into the weekend if he was going to defend Jason or still advocate for an extension. But I can support not getting rid of Jason because Chris Richard and Rod Marinelli are maybe even more pathetic. I want to hear Rod Marinelli at the podium.
Yeah, they've lost their own defense.
Get their asses in front of a microphone. They should have to answer for this. They're both gone. Rod Marinelli, Hall of Fame type assistant coach, gone. See you later. Did you hear Troy Aikman like calling them out? Troy Aikman just putting them on blast all night yesterday on the NFL Network.
You know, one of the things, Joe, when you study this defense, I said earlier, there's just not a whole lot of disguise. They pretty much line up and show you what you're going to get. And for young quarterbacks, it's a nice luxury when your pre-snap read is what you get post-snap, and you can determine where you want to go with the football and make some pretty good reads. And that's kind of been the case throughout this game. They play this single high safety. Now, it's third and long, so it looks like they may try to give a two-deep look, which they have not shown much of here tonight, but they are here.
You know, and I blame the players on that too sometimes. Remember Ed Reed used to, you know, said that, and you have always brought this up, like he would disguise things in games, in previous games, before they played like the Colts, because he knew that Manning would see it, and he would trick him, right? He would do, this team, none of the players
in
this team.
He probably had like Hall of Fame freedom.
He probably did.
You going to trust Xavier Woods? Xavier Woods, where are you at, bro?
Yeah.
Xavier Woods is ice skating tackling at Rockefeller Center.
Ooh. Like, good reference.
He's on ice skates playing out there.
Yeah, he was. Now, but still, I mean, like, I'm sure Sean Lee's got some freedom out there. You know, maybe Byron's got a little bit of freedom out there. You know, like there's some, like Jalen, there's some, probably some guys that, you know, that could do their own thing, but they don't even try.
I love Aikman's point though, right? When you're gonna play
a young quarterback, man, screw him up.
Yes. When you're going to play Sam Darnold, when you're going to play Daniel Jones, when you're going to play the backup in Detroit, I don't even know his daggone name.
David Blau, time's up over Blau.
When you're going to take on Josh Allen, when you're going to face Trubisky, who is getting killed by his own city and probably his own coach, why are you lining straight up?
Yeah, there should not be a single defensive lineman with a hand on the in the ground. Literally, stand them all up. Let him have no idea who's coming from where. You got 7 guys standing up. Freak him out.
And what about the stupidity of this team? And Michael Bennett, I got to write down what I'm supposed to talk about because I'm going to veer off way too much today. Michael Bennett was once again leading them in the pregame huddle. That tells me everything. And thank God Michael Irvin came on this show the other day and said that he and Ray Lewis had a problem, that Michael Bennett has to be the leader of this team. How is a guy that is in here, he's been here for a cocaine heartbeat, not a regular heartbeat, and he is in the middle leading you? That tells me everything about the rest of these guys. But Michael Bennett decided to have a crucial penalty. Tank Lawrence on a 3rd and 9 set up a 3rd and 4. First down, Tariq Cohen. Their first 3 penalties were all 3rd down penalties to help extend a drive for a touchdown.
Yep.
You talk about stupid, like football stupid.
Autoflex using fan text. This is the scheme issue. It's not the offense. You're forcing guys to check down who want to check down is not a good plan. Mitch Trubisky wants to check down, and you're forcing him to do what he wants. You want to force guys to do what they don't want to do. Dak wants to check down. I'm sorry to say it. Right now, he does. He wants to check down, but they're forcing him to throw deep. Like, you want to force guys to be uncomfortable. The Cowboys don't force you to be uncomfortable. They still think this is 96.
Football dumb. Football dumb. Doug in Trenton. Doug, you're live with Sean and RJ on a Fan Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Been a Cowboy fan since the late 60s, but do us Cowboy fans deserve a star down for supporting this team financially? Let's hurt Jerry Jones in the pocketbook, and maybe he'll make the right decisions.
Listen, I that's a great thought.
It is.
Here's the problem. The NFL revenue sharing, Jerry Jones makes money when the New York Giants make money. This isn't baseball. They have their own revenue sharing, but, like, you know, I blamed the Cubs fans in part for the Cubs woes over the, like, they kept showing up. It was a party. They kept showing up. Like, stop showing up.
Yeah.
But what's that really going to do for Jerry? Like, Jerry's the amount of money Jerry makes from the actual game is probably peanuts.
It also sucks, man. Like, Troy's going to make fun of me when we get towards the end of the NFL season. When the NFL goes away, like, I'm sports depressed. Like, this is your escape. Yes, the fact is, and Mike Bacsik is going to be pumping his fist if he's listening on his Peloton bike right now. If you really wanted to hurt Jerry.
Which he did not buy for his wife, because that would be insensitive.
That's right. If you really wanted to hurt Jerry, you would not buy tickets for the home games. Well, Jerry can counter that with it being a tourist attraction. So, like, Tolos and DFW, you don't have to buy your ticket to go, because so many people want to come and see the Taj Mahal of sports stadiums from out of town, so it's going to be filled no matter what.
Yep.
And, like, it's just hard to say, well, this three-hour enjoyment, I'm just going to turn it off, and I'm not because I don't want to support Jerry. That would be the way to hurt, but it's tough. It's tough. Kevin and Irving. Kevin, you are live right here with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan after a miserable, pathetic Cowboys performance.
No matter.
Turn down the radio, Kev.
And, like, it's just hard to say, well, this three-hour enjoyment,
hang on, let's let this go.
Off, and I'm not, because I don't want to support Jerry. Man. That would be the worst.
This is fantastic.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Tough. It's tough.
Kevin, hang on. Use your ear.
You might have fallen asleep.
Kevin, you are live right here with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan after a miserable, pathetic Cowboys performance. No matter. Turn down the radio, Kev.
Kevin! What's that? Is that a seatbelt? Is that a blanket?
Yeah, it's a seatbelt.
Kevin!
Are you driving, sleeping?
That was good. 877-881-1053. I hope he's okay. Everett in Dallas. Everett, you're live on The Fan. Are you there, Everett? Everett.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm getting gas. I'm sorry.
My cell phone's at the gas station.
Hey, it's cold out here, man. This wind is disrespectful.
The wind is disrespectful.
Hey, you hate the wind more than anyone. I know. Put that great. On a T-shirt. Yeah. This wind is disrespectful. Go ahead.
Man, I'm telling you like this, man. I'd rather have Charlie Brown kick field goals for us, man. This is terrible. What in the world is going on with my boys, bro? I can't take this. I almost got fired at work.
What do you mean?
I work security. And, man, I work in a building, and I'm watching the game with my phone. I'm cussing. I'm going off, man. Jason Garrett, this dude claps his hands more than a stripper does. And the claps are behind the strip club, man. I can't take this no more, bro.
Hey, and then Maher, by the way, did you see the clapping parody they did on the pregame show? And then Maher kicks it out of bounds. So, like, here's what I really do think. And this might be emotional. Probably is. I really do think this morning we have to see Maher's released and Keith O'Quinn is fired. Like, if you're not going to get rid of Jason, which I understand, how can you give it to Rashard and Marinelli, those clowns with this type of performance? If you can't do that, then you got to get rid of Keith Quinn, Brett Maher, cut.
Got to give something. Yeah, you got to
do something. They were talking about it on the NFL Network with Steve Smith and Michael Irvin. Like, you got to do something to send some type of message, because this team's a corpse. This team is a dead man clapping right now. But go ahead, Keith O'Quinn, special teams coach, gone. Brett Maher, gone. Even if you don't have a better replacement.
Yeah, bring Kai Forbath in, who just got cut by the Pats. If Bill Belichick thinks he's good enough to bring in, it works for me.
All right, y'all are delivering so far. Those two calls were epic right there. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Easing Fan Text and the phone number to vent and go off on this pathetic performance of the first place Cowboys in the NFC East.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.